The Royal Air Force and the state of Kansas have similar mottos. While the Royal Air Force says, per ardura ad astra, Kansas intones, ad aspera per aspera. While those in the blue suits with silver wings say, through adversary to the stars, the Sunflower State replies, to the stars through difficulty. Both would appreciate Jesus' words as he taught his disciples. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. While we are in the little while between Jesus' ascension and his return, we indeed have sorrow. Each person knows the grief of separation, the fear of the unknown, the concern for our daily bread. Christian and non-Christian alike suffer tragedies and setbacks. For those who have rejected Christ, the pains and the sorrows of this world seem unending. They have no hope. For those who have faith in Jesus, these same pains and sorrows are but a little while, something that can be tolerated because there is a positive end in sight. Jesus is coming to take his people to live with him forever. The joys of this world are fleeting. Even as we bask in the sunlight while on vacation, we know that work awaits. Thus our earthly joys are tempered with the cares of this life. But in Christ Jesus we have the hope of the resurrection and life everlasting. That joy can never be taken away. May our Lord grant us the hope which brings us the true joy of his grace and mercy. Amen.